As the ship passes through the continuum ship, blasting it to before nothing, out of complete existence, Dr. Notorious is thrown into someplace else, off the joke cast, and through time and space and the dimensional slipstream into the not-so-distant but somewhat distant past or future. Oh, fuck's sake, I don't even know where he is this time. Oh, wait, here he is. Gentle bucolic farm, somewhere in the rural Ohio, Pennsylvania valley. Sometime before the revolution, but man has tread to places the white man should not have gone to.
Where am I? Who am I? Who are you?
Mr. Y'all's all right in the head now.
So, he appeared. At first I thought it was another warrior from the Erie coming to finally take me and my papa. But no, it was a white man, wild hair and eyes that shone bright but nary with the same color. I, as a 12-year-old girl alone on the rural farm, with only my father being of, well, near accountant age, took a shine to the tall stranger. We was so pale and thin he must have come from the cities over across the seas, cause he was dressed mighty funny in vest, long coat, and a sword like out of the Bible itself. Like what I thought Michael or Gabriel would carry to the battle for demons.
Okay, who's up? What? I remember a ship. And then...
Come. I knew you came from far away just as you do. You must have come across the divine seas. Our angels to save us from the warriors and the clara.
Listen, miss. What's your name?
Daisy Shortbottoms. Of the Roundhouse Farm Shortbottoms. Daughter of Levi Shortbottoms. My mother, Lee Dunn Pass, as did Calvin, Mark, and Miranda.
Oh, now, what, y'all, stranger?
Daddy, he is the answer to our prayers. He must be an angel looking at him.
Now, stranger, who is you? Not really quite certain, sir, because y'all dress is very odd. A white coat anyone could see for a mile. A large straw hat. And a vest in this heat of summer that done bake the crops and sweeten the milk. A very picturesque question you ask, partner. I wish I knew who I was, or where I am, or how I got here, but...
I believe I can answer that, sir.
Who are you?
Daisy. Run back to the house.
Why are you talking out of my wrist?
It's a demon!
I am your emergency backup device, sir. I am communication kilowatt receiver and human emergency armament and defense system.
Where's my powder?
Wait a minute. Your afternoon is dickhead?
Yes, sir. You found it quite amusing when you designed and programmed me. Due to your many, 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 many disappearances off the mothership, Jokecast. I have tried to alert the ship, but I am getting no signal back. I have sent communication 420 to the ship over and over.
I have no idea what you're talking about, man. I have no memory and...
Take
dude,
this,
that guy's
demon!
Got a gun. I'm gonna get you!
Passive, innocent, ignorant defense.
I missed! I gotta reload this damn bastard again! Oh, Jesus! You just shot them!
Sir, not only am I programmed to make sure we get your memories back, I am programmed to make sure you are defended and your livelihood is protected. Do not worry, the humanoid life form meat bags are quite incapacitated, but otherwise unharmed.
Oh, well, at least there's that.
I am detecting more life signs coming, so I suggest we go southwest.
All right.
So, the other Southwest.
You're the boss.
Emergency protocol 420. If you're getting this message, I've lost all my memories. I'm trapped with my personal dickhead on my wrist somewhere in space and time. I don't know who I am. I need you to call the joke cast. I need you to tell me how you met me. What was the circumstances? What have we done since then? Help me, Mr. Turetsky. You're my only hope.
Two different types of energy releasing reactions in which energy is released from high-powered atomic bombs. Between the particles within the nucleus, the main difference between these two processes is the fission splitting the atom into two or smaller ones of fusion. Utilizing more small atoms to a larger atom. Critical mass is the substance of high-speed neutrons is required with a high-density, high-temperature environment is required. The energy released by fission is a million times greater than that released in the chemical reactions, but lower than the energy released by nuclear fission.
Well, let's see here. I think I met old Dr. Notorious back in 1973 at the Chevy Expo. He was a skinny fella. He kept talking like the celebrity who I can't think of right now. But anyway, I met him because I had his bitch and he wanted her back and he kept crying and pleading. He said something about it being his wife. And then I recognized she had a ring on her finger and I said, oh, I guess you belong to this fella now, don't you? Handed her back, shook his hand with a firm grip of respect, and I haven't seen him since.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You are my only hope. I am the guru, Lupus Warrior, and you're listening to Dr. Notorious. That's right. I met Dr. Notorious through a mutual friend of ours, Maria Humphreys. As I was going through Maria Humphreys' broadcast, I found Dr. Notorious and gave him a clap. And he came and listened to me, and that's how that goes. And we're both now friends with each other. Anchor is a beautiful community, and I believe that we should wholeheartedly support one another, because at the end of the day, folks, it's all about love. It's your girl, the guru. Peace.
Doctor, if that didn't help, I think a beautiful message that I can spread to you is our first conversation ever was on February 25th, 2018, and I remember it like it was just yesterday. You had spoke with Spidey Heck, and he had referred you to check out my station, and from that point on, you had called me, and you had asked for my help to battle some enemies, some evil enemies, and you needed a plethora of superheroes and artists and weirdos, and I was there for you, and I still am. Though we may have drifted away, many moons have passed, but I will never forget how we originally met and what we continue to do when we communicate. So I hope that jogged your memory a little bit, Dr. Notorious. The love from myself, Maddie Moe, will never fade away. I love you, Doctor. Please, come back. We need you more than you know. Ah, yes, Dr. Notorious, if you have received this, then that means that it had made it successfully through to you and Dickhead. I hope this message finds you and finds you well, my friend. We met many moons ago in a land where our normal is other people's abnormal. We came together through a platform that we took off on, and we have yet to land. We met and we started to discuss things. We discussed things with members of the society, such as Mr. Turetsky, the King Troll. We also involved Angie K, the Kingette Troll. who shares love through hatred and sarcasm. We have discussed many a things. We have been a part of many a tunes as well. Fuck Her Gently. Do you remember Fuck Her Gently? Dr. Notorious, please come back.
Hey, Holmes. I got a commission from you, Holmes, saying that you needed to know how you knew the gangsters and the crew of the Spike Head Show. Well, orale, vato. I'm gonna tell you the story how we met. Remember that time when we were looking for some booties? And I was driving around in my Uber, and you decided to stop by, and you picked up my ex-girlfriend, Miss Picky, that dirty whore, and I took you guys to the station, and we went flying around, and you dropped us off back on Earth afterward, and little Picky was a dirty whore. Oh, did I mention that part already? Orale, Holmes, we have many, many adventures together. Get back to Earth. Get your memories back, homie. Hurry up. Little creek in the mouth. Dr. Notorious, you crazy space bastard fuck. It's me, Vinny Gagagooch. I'm getting word around town that you're lost in space and you've lost your memory. You've already lost your goddamn mind, but now you lost your memory? Jesus. Hey, get back to Earth, you crazy bastard. You know who I am. I'm the lead gangster of the town of the world. And you were one of my friends who helped me with your space traveling bullshit that you do. Get back to Earth. Let's get back to business. Cricket, everybody's waiting for you, my friend. Till then, I bid you a fond farewell. And stay careful, watch your ass. I heard those space aliens are some sons of bitches. I should know. I had to deal with some robotic bastards that came to try to destroy me and the Spidey Head crew. But we took care of those fucks. Anyways, get back to Earth, you crazy, mazy bastard. I meant to say crazy. I'm a little on the liquor. Anyways, I'm your friend, Don Vinigagagooch. Get back to the joke, Cass. Now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.